Showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey, Ebony, B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony, B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony, B, I got your diva. Hey, Ebony, B, I got your diva.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
Welcome to Frontline
Friday.
It's Frontline
Friday.
Frontline Fridays.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
You already know what this squad up and salute all my musical soldiers on the front line. You are now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase the hottest independent and industry artists. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenom Radio, so make sure you check us out live right now at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com and get 1,000. Today we're going to Hotline. We got a soldier out of Lubbock, Texas. We got that Phenom Kid. Make sure y'all check him out on Twitter at that Phenom Kid. And make sure you follow him on all of the social networking media on Facebook, Instagram, everything that he got going on. We're going to have him up in the building. We're going to be taking a journey with his music from that double dose to that relaxed knowledge session, and also the Cousin of Destruction album as well. So we got some heat for y'all coming. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Also coming up, we're going to have the Educate and Regulate session. And then I'm going to hit y'all with some hot news. So again, Frontline Friday is by Phenom Radio. So be sure to log on and make it phenomenal at www.phenomradio.com. But first, let's check out some hot music, which is one of my favorites by that Phenom Kid called Motivation. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, aka Queen 1000. Let's make it 1000 and salute squad up.
Day to day on the move, grinding is all I do with the motive of elevation. No time is wasted for hard determination with everything inside. And plus it's motivation. Day to day on the move, grinding is all I do with the motive of elevation. No time is wasted on hard determination with everything inside. And plus it's motivation.
You see this moving and this grinding is about all I know. Took me a little time, but now I'm ready to go. In this game I'm just a rookie and I'm striving to be the best. Mastering my challenges, put my competition to rest. Niggas that was sleeping finna get a rude awakening. Maneuver through these obstacles like Melo when he's shaking them. Cold the way I'm breaking them, the crown I'm looking to taking it. Rip your flow up cause you fought fine, you faking it. They let me know I was chosen one and told me I was next. So I messed them out and been my plan and buckled up my vest. Make my way through this battlefield with all that's inside of me. My soldiers stay by the militant minded, they gon' ride for me. So to the competition, my niggas stay winning. But never feed into them lanes, we stay about our business. And motivation got us pushing dreams to the limit. Running this marathon and they finish until it's ended.
Day to day on the move, grinding is all I do with the motive of elevation. No time is wasted on hard determination with everything inside. And plus it's motivation. Day to day on the move, grinding is all I do with the motive of elevation. No time is wasted on hard determination with everything inside. motherfuckers motivation.
I said that I'm living kinda hard to be consistent, trying to find my own style, own lane that ain't existing. I just do my thing and always keep it original. Paint a word, a picture, call it lyrical visual. Power and education, so I'm feeding myself with knowledge. And knowledge brings wealth, I'm looking increasing my profits. Working on my flaws, seeing past my problems. Grinding for better living, so chilling just ain't an option. Fools falsifying, talking about they all on the hustle. Really living with your mom, been coupled with the struggle. Niggas ain't doing nothing but being a burden. Better get up out on your grind, go out and get to working. Laying up with these bras and getting paid, and that's for certain. This life ain't just a waste, nigga, you living for a purpose. So while you living, make a change. Contemplating day to day on how to conquer this game.
In a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Squad up and salute, kings and queens. It's your girl, Queen 1000, aka Diva Ebony B. Thanks for tuning in live to Frontline Friday. If you want to be showcased, interviewed, and promoted right here on the Frontline, hit me up at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Or call me directly at 303-598-4847. And remember, make it phenomenal, 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 baby.
Let's make this thing phenomenal. Y'all know how we do it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by C9 Radio, the most versatile hip-hop station in the world. Check out everything that we're doing at www.c9radio.com. Without further ado, I'm going to bring the king up and hear that phenom kid. Let's do it. Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. What's going on?
Good, I'm good. How you doing, Diva?
You already know what time it is, man. You got some hot bangers that you've been putting out there, making it a banger alert all over the world, from the Double Dose to Relax Knowledge Sessions to Cousins of Destruction. So we're going to take a journey, I would say, you know, through your music. So let's start with what's coming going out right now. I want to talk about Master Gold, the hot single that you got circulating all over the world.
Yeah, man. Me and Slate, we got on that track. Say that again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me and Slate, we had got on that track. It was a 420 track. You know, we can relate on you know, the 420 issue. So we had got on that track, and we just trying to make it big. We doing some things big with it right now. Got some things in the work as far as that. We got Slim on the graphics. So it was all, you know what I'm saying? All Phenom official, you know what I'm saying? So,
when making the message, the goal out, I'm definitely doing a thing, you know, they are definitely one of the empires, definitely doing it big for, you know, being versatile. All
right.
With music period, and you know, what is that experience for you?
It's a good experience. Like it teaches me a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's, I'm young in the game, you know, and to be around it and to be involved, it's a blessing, you know. And so I'm thankful to be around it, and I'm thankful to have them in my life. And you know, I'm just glad to be around. You know.
How did you start off? Let's talk about your start in music. Let's go back to the beginning, where when you got that taste, and then you got hungry for music, and you decided to start turning it into art. You know, what was that first moment? Where you decided that you wanted to become an artist?
Yeah, so I was like about 14, And I've been around Slate for a while. Slate and Slim, I kind of like knew them just around. So I've been around them for a while, and I started recording with Slate. He would help me record, and I started working on some like an EP mixtape type thing, and and I got a little buzz. This was MySpace days.
Yeah.
I got a little.
Still popping.
Yeah, MySpace days, and I got a little buzz in my little school, but at the same time, I had, you know, the downside of it, of the haters and all that, and so I kind of let them get to me, and I slipped up for a little bit, then I just was like, I took it as motivation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how I came along with the whole Relax Knowledge Fest. So it was really just, you know, I wanted to do it, and I had the opportunity to do it, and so I seen it, and I just took it, and I had haters already just off top, you know what I'm saying, just fresh in the game, so it was just like, yeah, that's my lane, let's make it happen, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know you ain't popping if you don't have no haters, you know, that's kind of how it goes. You know, and I'm glad that you didn't let them kill your dream, because if you let them kill your dream, it'll haunt you, you know. And, you know, you ain't the only one, from artists to radio personalities to entrepreneur, and also being a queen in this game, you know, I get a lot of haters, but, you know, I'm glad that y'all hating on us, because you can talk about us, but we can't talk without us, I promise you that.
Exactly. Straight up and down.
Straight up and down, man. Let's fast forward to let's talk about that Relax Knowledge session. You know, what was the reaction that you got off of that EP? What was the response from the people about that, the Relax Knowledge session? And, you know, for those who don't know about it, where can they go and listen to it?
That's my first street album, whatever you want to call it, mixtape joint, you know what I'm saying? It has like three features on it: Slate Stone, Slim the Phenom, and YJ, Young James.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it on topmixtapes.com and nervedjs.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have a single on there called Be Cool, which we should be getting into later.
Yep.
I believe. I have that single, and then I believe that's about it on nervedjs.com and Top Mixtape.
What was the reaction on it? You know, what type of feedback did you get on the Be Cool, Relax Knowledge sessions?
I had that's where I really just got a good fan base. You know, everybody was rocking with me. They really liked that Be Cool, and it really just set the tone. Like, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing. And just in my area, you know what I'm saying, I did the units, I did the whole, you know, whole 10, you know, whole thing with it. So, you know what I'm saying, it was a good look for me. I really set the standard as far as my generation, and that I did a phenomenal in 1,000 with it. So they couldn't you know what I'm saying, they couldn't deny it.
You couldn't deny it. You're definitely right about that. We want to make deniable music. Well, let's go ahead and introduce Be Cool so we can play it right here on Frontline Fridays.
Straight 1,000.
You're going to dig this.
Start to act friendly. Reason why I stay true to niggas that's with me. Be cool and be easy. So come around here trying to act all cheesy. Niggas start changing when they start to act friendly. Reason why I stay true to niggas that's with me. Look,
Now come around here with all that extra, complaining about your worries, your struggles, and etc. We over here trying to get out of our own problems. You come around here venting, it ain't gonna solve them. So just chill, sit back and hit the field. You hit this Yoda, and then tell me how you feel about the situation. You see, it ain't no changing. Living in this world with problems is just the basics. So face it, stay moving with my bros like we racing. Niggas not with the program, reason why they pacing. Liking how we moving, so they try to fit in. Real thorough, authentic niggas, never pretend. No matter the situation, niggas is never changing. Down when a nigga banging, still there when a nigga famous. So it's no new friends, cause I'm down with my brothers. Stay in our own lane, but still riding for each other.
Be cool, it be easy. Don't come around here trying to act all cheesy. Cause niggas start changing when they start to act friendly. Reason why I stay true to niggas that's with me. Be cool and be easy. Don't come around here trying to act all cheesy. Cause niggas start changing when they start to act friendly. Reason why I stay true to niggas that's with me.
Never been the one to judge, cause I'm about to love. But I see a lot of niggas running around being bums, laying up all day, using their homies as a crush. Not the way we was raised, nigga, go get it, that's on us. But they not seeing it, cause they worry about the next. Who turning on whom, which one of them niggas wanna flex? See, that's that extra unnecessary frustration. Reason why I be chilling with my circle, rolling purple medication. Just chilling and I'm cooling in my zone. If you ain't what I'm on, then go ahead and go long, cause the negative, I ain't feeling it. Cloud surfing trying to feel the vibe, and you niggas is killing it. Just keep it easy and stay low key. I heard they talking about they know me, but they only know me if they rolling with me. And most of them not, just some wannabes trying to be in my niggas' spot,
niggas
more
cool
in front of me.
And be easy. Don't come around here trying to act all cheesy. Niggas start changing when they start to act friendly. Reason why I stay true to niggas that's with me. Be cool and be easy. Don't come around here trying to act all cheesy. Niggas start changing when they start to act friendly. Reason why I stay true to niggas that's with me.
Mike of the Incredible DJs Mix, Milwaukee.
Motherfucker.
A one night stand. Phenomenal radio.
Born with nothing, that's all I ever had before I hustled for it. Used to blame my dad, now I'm tatted up, paying lawyers. These niggas come from Tom Sawyer's, they telling stories. The street life ain't nothing nice, there ain't no fucking glory. I fly with hawks, I'm in the sky above the category. Ride a season, I pledge allegiance, this is mandatory. Fuck the preachers, how we supposed to reach it? On that Britney Spears, don't be blaming Jesus. Cause these niggas scared to face their fear. Dude, you still a slave, you wear the label like a poster child. Got to be a G to fuck with me, cause I'm a rider side. Wild like the motherfucking suit, smoking Colorado. Ain't you ever heard of Twitter, bitch? Where you supposed to follow? Happy soldiers holler, empty bottles. Slash flow models. I'm flat rocking, flat screaming, full throttle. I'm full fledged, fuck my shadow like my bitch said. Riders never die, I'm a cheat, nigga, get dead. What the fuck you thought?
I've been paid those. Them dudes, I got Milwaukee bucks. St. Louis Blues, Swiss cheese, your whole truck. If I don't make it out this hell, then my whole family's fucked. With all due respect, the motherfuckers lose the shirt. I push the limits, what gimmick, nigga? This is my life. Me and Super Red, I'm 55 bitches, get the strike. Sky pirate, feeling lucky, nigga, shake the dice. Them backstabbers stabbed me twice with the same knife. My pocket's cracking, now this music is my midwife. Pray for me, I got to be a G, sometimes I'm still trite. I'm a major motion picture, nigga, you just feel like my big brother. Let me whip the band. I know niggas hating on me, tell them riders never die. They said we never make it, all the devil do is lie. He can get them bitches naked, I ain't got a better eye. Rider season, circle 30, 33, I'm in the sky. Above the clouds, motherfucker.
Squad up, got to be a G to the day that I die. Big shout out to Firewater Red, starting with that hot track right there. We got the Phenom Kid up in this thing. We just played that hot track right there. Be cool. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. That Phenom Kid is definitely doing this thing. Hey, that Phenom Kid, you got some hella followers on Twitter. Tell me about that. You got a nice little following here, my G.
You know how it is. You know how it is. You on that 1000 network. It just get real like that. So they got to tune in. They got look into that 1000 network. It's real.
Man, I'm glad that you said that, because that was going to be my next question is, you know, and talking about the 1000 network and Phenom Radio, what has the 1000 network done for your brand, and how has it, you know, what has it done for your career?
Yes, the 1000 network has really blessed my career as far as paving the way to do what I need to do to make myself and my people and put us in a position where we can maneuver in this music industry in the right way. So it's a good look.
What's
and,
one of your things that? Go ahead. Go ahead. My bad. I need to cut you off.
Oh no. It's cool. What were you saying?
No, what would you say as far as the 1000, you know, with doing the 1000 network, all the resources that they had, what would you say would set the 1000 network apart from any other networks that's networking with independent artists?
The connections. Mm. The connections within the 1000 network and the things that come with it. As far as the 1000 network, if you plugged in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you really just gotta put yourself in the position to where you really just ready for this industry and plug in to in order to get those benefits.
I definitely can feel that. I want to give some shout out to the 1000 network. Big shout out to Dubstep, Gert, big shout out to Skyscrape, big shout out to Mix D, Mr. Media Radio, big shout out to Phenom Rock, big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon, DJ Trans, I definitely see you, big shout out to the Miracle Beat Boys, got them Miracle Beats over there, y'all better check him out on Twitter, Miracle Beats, that's at MBB Tracks on Twitter. Of course, big shout out to Slate Stone, big shout out to the One Night Stand, big shout out to Brisk, big shout out to Nasia Young. I see you, Mr. Thomas. What's going on? Big shout out to I Am Bliss. I am Bliss Music. That's my queen right there. Y'all make sure y'all check her out because she is diva approved. And big shout out to the Hit Squad DJs. Y'all know how we doing it each and every Friday, 3 p.m. on the west, 6 p.m. on the east, north and south. I got nothing but love for y'all. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-989-0302. That's 347-989-0302. We got the Phenom Kid up in this thing. I want to talk about the Double Dose album that's going on. You got a hot track, Shoes and Cars, and it's produced by JHR. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
That track is funky. That is a funky track. Tell me how that came together. I want to hear the details behind the magic that brought that track together before we go ahead and showcase it.
Yeah, for sure, man. My compadre, my homie, Mr. Rangel, he is the mastermind behind that. He's a real MC in the game. He's making his way up in the game as far as the music career. He got some talent. You know what I'm saying? So he's the mastermind behind that song, as I was saying. And he is JHR, which is his production and his record label type entertainment thing he got going on. Pretty solid organization. And that was his song that he asked me to get on, and we decided to put it on Double Dose because it just all tied in. But that was his masterpiece, and he made the beat, the hook, all that. He did that, and we did a good collab. It was a good collab, and it was a good outcome, and the people loved it, and they want more of it. So it's a good look for us.
It's definitely a good look for you guys. You know, what can we get from, what are we going to get from the Double Dose? You know, I know, and it was a very unique title, you know, is this an album or an EP?
An EP.
Well, what are we going to get from the Double Dose EP?
A lot of funk, as you say, a lot of jams, a good substance EP, you know. Good Substance EP. We're working on a lot as far as Double Dose 2 videos, as far as Double Dose the first one, you know what I'm saying? So we're working on it. We're working. That's all I can say. We're working.
Now, Shoes and Cars, you said in your, you know, the song that your music is more than just shoes and cars. And I felt like in this song you was just trying to, you know, reach out to people. Like, listen, I'm not this average rapper that just rap about shoes and cars. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of rappers. And I feel like there's a difference between a rapper and an MC, you know. But it's just a lot of rappers out here that's killing the art. So, you know, explain to us, you know, what message was you trying to portray through Shoes and Cars?
Exactly. What you saying? We were saying where we come from is the real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't come from what we got going on nowadays, as they call hip-hop. We don't come from rap. We come from real hip-hop, the roots, you know what I'm saying? The ingrained hip-hop that they don't want to put out there anymore. We come from that, so we're here to just keep it in their face, let them know the young generation still got it, and that's just how we come, keeping it 1,000.
And keeping the music organic, you know, that's something that's important when you use the title of hip hop. If you're saying hip hop, then that's, you're keeping it organic. When you're talking about rap, I think a lot of rap is monkey music, you know, and let me explain to y'all when I say monkey music for those who, you know, can't catch up real fast. It's all right, Diva got something for you. If you listen real slow, you can catch up real fast. Monkey music is when an artist is, it can be female, male, I don't care, black, white, Chinese, Korean, is on the track rapping about more materialistic things and what they got and where they going and this, this, and this, and that, disrespecting the queens, disrespecting the community, you know, all of that. And you talking all this mess about how you over here overseas with your sister lights is cut out. Your sister lights is off. We know you falsifying, and you are rapping about how you got it big, and you talking about, you know, all this mess on a record. It's all over the internet. But like you said in the song, you know, you at your mama house. It's some dudes out here right now that's rapping and living off chicks, talking about they pimps. That's not what. So
exactly.
You know that's not hip hop. Hip hop is educational. It's about the culture. It motivates you for a positive change.
Exactly.
It doesn't motivate you for a negative change. It motivates you for a positive change and to unite together. Anything that has anything to do with division, I will feel like is rap. So if you rappers is feeling some type of way, you should feel some type of way. We keep it organic and 1,000, and that's how we get down. So if you're feeling some type of way and you in your feelings right now, please stay in it. We'll go ahead and walk past you. You already know.
You already know how we coming.
That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker.
Let's get it on. Girl, Diva Ebony B, you're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest independent music. We got that Phenom Kid live in the building with us. Y'all make sure y'all tune in live. Catch our app at TuneInRadio.com. Go on your Google Play Book on your Android or your iPhone and download TuneIn Radio, and you can check us out whenever on the 1000 Network at PhenomRadio.com. Again, that's at Phenom Radio. I want to get into this hot track right here called Shoes and Cars. That Phenom Kid, why don't you go ahead and introduce the track for us?
Yeah. This is Shoes and Cars featuring me, that Phenom Kid, Kayvon, that Phenom Kid, Mr. Rangel off Double Dose 1000.
Jump out the dust. Face down society.
J.H.R. don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. I'd rather write real bars, cause I'm sick of all you lames who been killing the art. I said, J.H.R. don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. Tell my city I'm alive and I do it for the love, I don't do it for the prize. I've been writing lyrics that look like a picture of me sipping liquor out of a pitcher in the middle of a twister, scoffing down Twizzlers, fat boy since birth, bet you I survive in the blizzard. If you know me, call me John, if you don't, call me Mr. Rangel. Used to be addicted to retail, but oh well, Pops got me back on track and doing so well. Artists really thinking I'm a fishtail, coming up fast, so you people better exhale. Only thing I'm worried about is all the tracks I derail, but I ain't got enough time to go into detail. Now where you find this? Inside my trunk with a south side twist. Man, I swear my city don't bump like this. So I think it's about time that I got my number one hit. J.H.R. don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. I'd rather write real bars, cause I'm sick of all you lames who be killing the art. I said, J.H.R. don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. Tell my city I'm alive and I do it for the love, I don't do it for the prize. I do it for my fam cause they did it for me. I do it for my friends cause they rooted for me. I do it for the people that deserted me, that been hurting me. Yeah, I do it for respect and I do it for the prize. Spit nothing but the truth just to cover up my lies. I'm the reason why you hate, y'all the reason I'm alive. I'ma do this every day and I'ma kill it till I die.
Yo, run on the real. I just want you to mark these fools. Let them know how we feel about the game.
K-Von never entertained industry nonsense. Grew up under real hip-hop, not that content. Fossil fine foods, lying on the track, rapping something they heard and claiming to live in that. Got that simple mind frame, they just follow the pack. Slap you fools around, little lames is whack. Holla, you know the culture, but you fools don't know jack. Talking real hip-hop, yeah, we here to bring it back. Cause the real on the rise and these boys finna crack. The fake gon' fall off, might as well fall back. And you know we going up, leaving them gimmicks up. Real bars, real rap, spitting the truth that's up. See the truth still jam, keeping everybody rocking. Von and Rangel keeping everything popping. And them fans keep us going, so you know we ain't stopping. And we'll still be on the rise while the mother fools watching.
J.H.R. don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. I'd rather write real bars, cause I'm sick of all you lames who been killing the art. I said, J.H.R. don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. Tell my city I'm alive and I do it for the love, I don't do it for the prize. I do it for my fam cause they did it for me. I do it for my friends cause they rooted for me. I do it for the people that deserted me, that been hurting me. Yeah, I do it for respect and I do it for the prize. Spit nothing but the truth just to cover up my lies. I'm the reason why you hate, y'all the reason I'm alive. I'ma do this every day and I'ma kill it till I die. 6 years paid off, like look at him now. He used to be a poet till he took this route. He wanna get it on his own and the time is now. It's embedded in his blood, don't try to show him how. Still looking for the gates on a lonely cloud. Mad love for my homies that stuck around. I'ma keep showing love until you push me out. I'ma keep doing me until you burn me down. I'ma keep my head focused till you knock me out. I'ma keep killing mics when they come around. Turn this up a little louder if you like my sound. This that hip hop talk from underneath the ground. This that damn south bump that y'all forgot about. This that put your hands up cause we taking the crowd.
cause we're taking the crowd. I said,
J.H.R., don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. I'd rather write real bars, cause I'm sick of all you lames who be killing the art. I said, J.H.R., don't wanna be a star, yeah, there's more to my name than shoes and cars. Tell my city I'm alive and I do it for the love, I don't do it for the prize. I do it for my fam cause they did it for me. I do it for my friends cause they rooted for me. I do it for the people that deserted me, that been hurting me. Yeah, I do it for respect and I do it for the prize. Spit nothing but the truth just to cover up my lies. I'm the reason why you hate, y'all the reason I'm alive. I'ma do this every day and I'ma kill it till I die.
Yeah, you already know what it is. South Central's finest, J. Will the Realist, Frontline Fridays. What up, Diva? Let's go.
The most versatile hip-hop station in the world. Global network, global audience, global radio, phenomenal radio.
It's your girl, Tamara Bubble, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. And she ain't showcasing nothing but hot indie music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. Bubble on deck.
We are what radio should be.
Climbing trees, we California dreaming. I'm stuffing bras, I hit the rig. I'm blowing big, we living on this marijuana treatment. Exquisite smoke running through my lungs. You trying to hang me on that bang, Rick, you better bring some lungs. Man, for gold and got me right. Them people don't want me to have it cause I'm seeing the light. But I'm still blazing, maintaining. On the leash, third eye, activation. Find me with the green like I'm a soldier. When you see me on the scene, best believe I'm on Yoda. Trying to run it up a mess of gold on my shoulder. When it gets cracking, we been smoking mess of gold. Like I told you, kosher, kush, moon, rock, an MG. Suicide joints, Bruce Banner, Wi-Fi, OG. This royalty, I'll do this gold nugget. High grade, upscale, running up your budget. You gotta love it. When we inhale in these trees, the negative, we above it. Sky fly, mile high. Herbal sedges pledging to the most high. This aviator life, food is how we vibe. All hell, this man's a gold dust. In the marijuana leaf, we trust. Vine and Slate, Ben pledged allegiance. We the trending topic on this marijuana green. Come take a ride, get you loaded on this gold nug. It's like the Emerald Triangle with exclusive buds. Rolling this potent smoke until it's a stinker. I was breaking in, then an MG got gold on my finger.
It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger.
Master Gold, from the birth of the earth, it's the healing of the globe. Transformed with the house king shit, deviating in the streets, and the people need more. One time for the green leaf, moon rock star dust, fingers covered in the gold key. Master Gold, now behold, the royalty strain if you know. Your health is your wealth, inhale, exhale, great wealth cultivated by the God. Level up, elevate your mind, grind, it's all in the twine. You won't find another better than, that's irrelevant, man, it's the regimen of a life, green gold, how we get it in. Get it in, let it sing in the hearts of the evil men, plotting the demise of the king. Gold fiends wanna see what it is when we out, bang loud with the bling. We stay in the sky for show, it's a diva blown, maps of gold, fingers covered in dust. Believe us a must, and gold that we trust, we blazing it up. Illuminate, go shine like the sunshine. Above it all, we shed a light upon the dark side. Red eyes, it's real life, it's real life. Gold everywhere, we put gold in the air. Mats of gold, a Midas touch.
It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger.
Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Squad up. We're back in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. We got that Phenom Kid live in the building on the front line, showcasing his music, his art. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. We just hit y'all with a double dose. We just hit y'all with a double up on that thing. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in live. You can also jump in our chat room right now. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I want to make this big announcement because Phenom Radio and Hype Magazine presents the Phenom Hype South Plains Showcase. It is going down June the 25th. This year, y'all make sure y'all need to be there. Artists come out and perform in front of some bona fide industry professionals. These are the people who can take your music and everything else to the next level. You know, it's the real deal. So come out, show out, and get involved with the 1000 Network, Wu-Tang Management, Core DJs, Nerve DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, Hype Magazine, and just some of the name that's going to be in the building. I haven't even covered all the people going to be there. Y'all know the queen going to be up and there on the front line, so squad up. We're going to be booking interviews for you right there on the spot. So June the 25th, Phenom Radio and Hype Magazine presents the Phenom Hype South Plains Showcase, official West Texas artist platform. It's going to be the largest artist showcase in South Plains, so make sure you come out, and it's going to be in Lubbock, Texas. You need more information, go to www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com. That Phenom Kid, how excited are you about this event that's coming? It's going to be crazy over there this year. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Off top, man. It's going to be exclusive. It's going to be hella live. I'm going to say that. Yeah, they got a lot going on this year, man, for that. So artists, book your slots, do what you need to do to be there, because it's going to be hella exclusive and hella live. So that's where you want to be if you're really serious about this life. You know what I'm saying? It's real exciting, and it's going to be tight.
And don't come to the event with Burt Blake CDs. Let me just say that. Big shout out to Slim.
Yeah, you ain't even going to get in the door.
You're not even going to get in the door. If you need to get some graphics done and you need to get your CDs burnt, you know, we ain't got time for that nonsense. That Phenom Kid, tell them where they can go and get their package, you know, professionally done, get their CDs burnt and get a good cover on it. Where do they go to get that done for the independent artists that don't know?
Hey, you can get your graphics done by Slim Baby Graphics, slimbaby.net. You can check out this cat on Instagram, C Clip. I mean, still rolling ENT. Shout out to them out in Houston. They pretty straight on the CD duplication. They came through on the double dose joints. They coming through on the Cousin Destruction joint. So, you know what I'm saying? You can check them out. That's all Texas made. You know what I'm saying? So it's all official down here, so we're gonna do it big for that. So don't come there on the rookie level, cause it's all official.
You definitely right about that. And let's talk about, you know, one of the things, and I wanted to talk to you about this, that Phenom Kid, of how you put muscle behind your hustle. I think sometimes a lot of people get distracted or get enticed with just what it looks like and how it's presented, and really not taking the time out to look behind the scenes of what does it take to get your music out there. What muscle do you have to put in, and investments do you have to put in to start to create a buzz and start getting taken serious with your art to be able to move forward to have a successful career?
Straight off the top, you gotta grind, and when you say grind, money gonna come with the grind. Your time and money gonna come with the grind. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people don't want to spend the time, and they also don't want to spend money. Some want to spend money, but don't want to spend the time. So you gotta find both to come together in order to make it happen. And so when you start putting that together and you start making it happen, then you start seeing the outcome of it. And if you're doing it right, it'll work out for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it really takes, grind and motivation.
What happens when the airs get let out of your creativity? You know, when you get to the point that you feel like, man, is this really worth it? And, you know, it's basically the you know, your career is not going where you want it to go, or you're not seeing the profit off of what you would think that you are worth, you know, for those artists who are losing motivation. You know, how do you find your motivation, that phenom kid, to keep going, keep moving forward, to know that this is going to take me to where I see in my dreams and my vision? When you lose energy, or when you're not feeling like recording music, you know, where do you find your motivation? What keeps pushing that music?
I just think about, you know, life situations and other people that have got in the position that they're in due to the fact of them just hustling and grinding and staying motivated and staying down with their music and doing what it takes. So, you know what I'm saying? When all hope is gone, all you can do is just find your own hope. You know what I'm saying? Just look for your own faith and chase that. So that's all I can say and do. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta find it. And me, I take life situations. Like, if I can make this music happen and better this situation, then let's make it happen.
I can definitely feel that.
Saying?
That's 1,000. Let's just
Straight
make
up.
It happen. You know, even with those, let's talk about team-wise, because everybody start off, a lot of people start off with a good start, but sometimes they have a poor finish. You know, you got your homeboy, your homegirl that was there from the beginning, and, you know, they was
uh-huh.
rooting you on, but halfway through the race, it's kind of like they turned flopped or they dropped off. You know, what do you do, you know, as an artist, you know, as an entrepreneur, for those who out there that got somebody that they felt like that was cheering on supporting them that turn flop or people dropped off, you know, how do you press that reset button and innovate yourself and your style to keep moving on, you know, because there's a lot of bitter people out there and they feel some type of way because, you know, somebody gave up on their dream. And I feel like just because somebody gave up on your dream don't mean you give up on your dream. So, you know, I want you to keep it 1,000 with the listeners right now, you know, who's tuning in, who got that person who they feel really hurt by, or that team they feel really hurt by, that they feel like they don't believe in a talent.
Yeah, straight up, I come at it like this. You got to, you came into the music as yourself. I mean, you might have came in repping a team, but at the same time, you came in with your name. So you got to rep your name, and you can't let no one else stop you from repping your name. So why would you let somebody stop you from doing what you want to do? So if the music is what you want to do, then don't let one duck stalk the show. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to just allow them to just cut you off, and you just go downhill from there. You know what I'm saying? You want to show them that, you know what I'm saying? It was pretty much better without you. You was really in the way. And that's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? If they cut themselves off in my situation, then they was obviously in the way. and they wasn't there. They wasn't in it for me anyway. They wasn't in it for us.
They wasn't in it for us from the beginning, so it's really not, basically, it's not a loss when somebody, you know, and life happens. Life happens to people, you know, but it's, and if your team going to support you and they going to support you regardless of what you go through, life happens. So if you fall off and, you know, you got to get back on, as long as you keep getting back up and striving and going, then that's what's most important. You got to show that you got some kick up about yourself. You got to kick up. That's just how it goes. But if somebody drop off your team, you know, you ain't believe in me from the beginning, you know, so that's okay. You just showed me you a falsifier. That's cool for me, you know, but it's going to be people like that. Go ahead, Kayvon.
Nah, you good.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, you just show where you was at. But I've come to realize that life happens to people. Life has happened to me. Life has happened to people around me, you know, situations. But that don't mean that you stop what you're doing and you stop believing in the music. Because I had got jaded for a little while because I get all these submissions for these music. And I'm all about the independent artists. And I was being a bit biased. I will say that.
Yeah.
I was being a bit biased. Because I'm all about the indie, and I needed to show the industry some love because I had a nasty taste in my mouth about the industry. But, you know, I had to realize that, you know, the industry artists started off as independent artists.
Yeah.
And I was being real biased, but I was getting jaded because I'm like, all of this whack music, you know,
right.
It's and we're going to get into this track called Nonsense because Diva is not about that nonsense. Don't send me no music talking about some nonsense. Don't be disrespecting no queens. Don't be talking about no Becky. I don't want to hear none of that. It was like a uniform every track. After 30 tracks later and 2 bottles of wine, look, y'all, I'm done.
Yep, straight up.
Straight up, man. Let's get into this this track right here, Nonsense. Tell, give us a 1,000 history behind Nonsense, this track right here. And this is off the Cousins of Destruction EP, right?
Yeah. Nonsense is off the Cousins of Destruction joint. It was a collaboration between me and YJ Young James. He also a fellow artist. And love it down here, and he is also working on a mixtape right now as we speak, and he me and him had did that project last summer. We had released it last summer, and Nonsense was a song that was really, really dedicated to him. He was going through some things at the time, and he was really just letting it go on that track. So, you know what I'm saying, I felt him on it, so we just did our thing on there and straight let him know that Nonsense goes on and on, but, you know, we got to keep striving, keep living on, you know, because it's going to keep on going, you know what I'm saying?
You already know. It's your girl, Queen 1000. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenom Radio. We're going to get into this hot track right here called Nonsense off the Cousin of Destruction album. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Make sure y'all follow at That Phenom Kid, at That Phenom Kid. Let's make it phenomenal, baby.
Nobody ever knows because they tend to their own. Cause we all going through and everybody's stressing. Knowing if we come together, leading us to progression. So no more struggling and no more hustling. Good life we all getting accustomed to. But you would say it's all just a dream. Cause the way it's looking right now, you need a place to sleep. Living out on the streets can't even make ends meet. Just trying to stay out the way, keep your situation discreet. Niggas stressed every day just trying to find a different way. Got niggas losing their mind cause the bills need paid. See, that's the nonsense, sticking to your conscience. Blowing on this herb will help you realize this. Reason why we just roll our problems up in the blunt. Pray things change, cause it's life and what we want.
On and on. Even in this lifetime, when you right, you wrong. Niggas gotta get stoned just to right they wrongs. And on and on. Even in this lifetime, when you right, you wrong. Niggas gotta get stoned just to right they wrongs.
Nonsense goes on and on.
Girl, I would think you cheating, so she go to your phone. Time seemed to get harder, so you grab your chrome. Just trying to put some food in the empty home. Niggas start stressing just to get an easy buck. Hard to afford J, so they gotta stick to Chuck. Bills gotta get paid by the end of the month. No money for Dro, so he gotta raise the blunt. Trying to figure out a plan to get out of debt. Credit score low, he can't get no house with that. Everybody talk behind his back, pretend they friends. Not knowing they wouldn't walk in the shoes he's in. Every day something new, he gotta get up to. His wife says that she love him, but she act brand new. Seems like even when you think you're right, you're wrong. Nonsense just seem to go on and on and on and on and on, on and on and on and on, on and on. Even in this lifetime, when you're right, you're wrong. Niggas gotta get stoned just to right they wrongs. And on and on, on and on and on and on, on and on. Even in this lifetime, when you're right, you're wrong. Niggas gotta get stoned just to right they wrongs.
You already know, Squad Up. That's that Phenom Kid with that nonsense. Make sure y'all check him out and follow him on Twitter at that Phenom Kid. That's at that Phenom Kid. We got another hot track right here called A Thousand Deaths. But before I get into that track, I want to talk more about this latest single that you got moving. We just want to tell me about that.
Yeah, it was a Master Gold double edition type joint. We had dropped Master Gold, and I dropped. We just won on 420 for all the smokers, you know what I'm saying, dedicated to that generation and that group. And it's a single off my Aviator EP that I got coming out July 4th. So be on the lookout for that. I will be showcasing that. I mean, I will be having that in the mix at the showcase. So
nice.
Everybody can jam that. Then too, you know what I'm saying, and it'll be something I'll be performing pretty soon too. It'll be a pretty big single for me, so just be on the lookout for that. But it's a real good track. I got a lot of good feedback from it. Everybody like it. I appreciate everybody rocking with me, and I hope y'all can rock with me.
Definitely. So we definitely going to be showing that right here on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. And even with you making a Master Gold and you making it, we just want to, you know, it's crazy how, you know, how the marijuana industry or how weed has advanced into the business industry. And I think it was like last month sometime I went to what they call, I guess, a dispensary. It wasn't
really a
dispensary. It was more like a weed store. So when I walked in, it was like this board, a digital board, like you walk into McDonald's or something. It was a digital board, and it was rotating of all the different strands of weed, and they had the counter set up. They had all types of bongs and dabs, and, yo, it was crazy. So I'm watching the whole situation go down. Like, this is a crazy experience for me. I'm from Jersey. We have our weed man. That's our weed man. But, you know, this is really to put the weed man out of business or either encourage him to get a job at the weed store.
Right.
But when we got to the counter, here comes the phenomenal part to this right here. When we got to the counter, and my homegirl was like, yeah, I want something sweet. You know, I want something mellow. And then the dude that was at the, he just started running down, like, he was like this weed allergist. He was like, well, you know, we got sativa, and you know, we got all this strand, and this is going to give you an upper, it's not going to give you a den head, and he's talking all this weed language, and they're having like a weed conversation. I'm looking around, and I'm like, I'm ready to get out of there, because I'm like, yo, you know, she's like, girl, this is legal over here. So we in the store, and he's just bringing a little package of baggies and letting her smell it, and, you know, giving her, it was grown this way and that way. I said, damn. When we came in, first of all, it was like a club when we came in, because they had these red ropes, and you had to go to the guy to show him your ID like he was a damn bouncer. Then after that, you was able to walk into the city. Yo, I gotta record this. I gotta Snapchat this shit. But nevertheless, we walked in, and I'm looking around like, look at this. They got Bubba Kush, and I mean, it was just crazy. But I was like, yo, and I know that, you know, you are a smoker, and, you know, you delight in your smoke, but of course I want to ask you that question, like, what's your favorite strand, you know, and do you guys have these stores out there where you can just walk in and like order it, like it's like a number one, let me get a number one, let me get an ounce of weed,
right.
It's all right. And cash only, mind you, cash only. So, you know, that Phenom Kid, what's your favorite strand, and, you know, do you guys have those stores over there in Lubbock yet?
Nah, we don't have those stores yet, but we just might soon, like about 5 to 10 years from now. We working on it in our area, but my favorite strain would probably be some African Queen or some strawberry cough.
Wow. That's something. Indica and sativa. Over here in Seattle, Washington, they done made this thing a full business, baby. When I say it's a full business. And all you got to do is be 21 and up. You don't need a weed card no more. You ain't got to see a doctor. All you got to do is be 21 years and older, and you can go in there and get any type of, I got some cherry pie. And that shit was all right. I said, well, I'll be down. Shout out to my girl, Steph. That was a great birthday. But I definitely wanted to jump into that. You know, as far as, like, do you feel like, do you, when you do some of your intercession in the booth, do you smoke in the booth? Or is that something that you wait until later so you can be able to have your focus? Or do you just bob out when you're in there?
Yeah, it really just depends, like, sometimes when I'm at my home studio, I smoke. But when I'm paying for studio time, I don't smoke. Just being courteous.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you said that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And then sometimes I can go to someone's house and then they don't smoke, so I don't even come over. So I pregame it and make sure I'm good, and we're going to be all right.
And we're going to be all right. We're going to get in there and kill one session. I think that's very important in any artist or any entrepreneur when you're going to a studio that you're not smoking in the studio. If it's your own personal home studio, then that's fine. But I really wouldn't suggest as a professional to come in and smoke up and skunk up somebody's, $15,000, $20,000 studio. That equipment costs a lot of money. The monitors that cost $500, starting with the little monitors that y'all see. So I think it's a really good look that you don't go into someone else's studio assuming that you're just the artist of forever and that you can do what you want to do. I love it.
Right.
I love it. Last question before we get into another of the tracks, 1,000 Deaths. This one is hot, too. That's another hot track. And I do want to give you, a 1,000 for making this good music, because it's just not trap music. It's just not booty popping music. It's none of that. It's in the beats that you have that you're rapping over is real hip-hop beats. I love that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, dude.
Yes, give that man an applause up in here. Applaud that man. But, man, that's what it's about. Applaud that man, because it's not easy to get organic music or organic hip-hop out into the mainstream now, as we talked about that monkey music. But where are you trying to take your music next? What are you exactly trying to do with your art and your craft, and what type of success do you want to have from it?
I want to get to the highest independent underground position that I can, and just be a household name as far as my brand and me, what I'm saying, in the underground area, and as far as like underground touring, what I'm saying. So that's my aim. And just make sure my family's straight.
I definitely can feel that. I want to get your feedback on the track, and I don't know if you heard it yet. It's Dr. J featuring BG, the Chicago Kid, and it's called Justice. Let me get into this track right here. I want to get your feedback on this. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday, 3 p.m. on the West, 6 p.m. on the East, and we syndicated in Chicago, New York, New Jersey, Lubbock, Texas, and Seattle. Make sure you check us out. It's phenomenal, baby.
A one-night stand. Phenomenal Radio.
It ain't easy handling no sleep. Baby mama drama, I just need a little time to go to sleep.
Damn, only if I had a little time for me.
Record company motherfuckers asking me when I'm gonna release.
I want the pressure on me, so much pressure on me.
And my homies on my back about me helping them get up off of them streets.
Damn,
man, what the fuck?
And it all falls back on me.
I said it all.
how they fall back on me. I used to never get a call back on me. Before the money, they didn't see me like it's dark, and it's all black, homie. But now they switching cause the card black, homie. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on the 4-track, homie. A new apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear, and this nigga Easy asking for his car back, homie. I would've never saw this happening from that far back, homie. But it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CBT, I'm all fucking dreams, so reality is what you call that, homie. Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, but nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be, and I'm the one that they looking up to. Fuck the expectancy.
And it all falls back on me. Sometimes, somehow.
And how it always was, DJing parties in my neighborhood just for the love. Dope dealers over tipping and bitches stripping.
Any minute, niggas can start tripping and start shooting shit.
On any given day, I'm like, what the fuck? Face down on the pavement with the billy club. Took that feeling to the studio and queued it up. And now it's fuck the police all up in the club. But now it's 91 and Snoop Dogg came to visit and was like, what up, cuz? Let me show you what this chronic like. Couldn't help myself, just had to dip into that chronic life. And then that night came in, when that nigga night came in.
Whoa,
that's one of them dreams you don't wake up from. Then again, you don't sleep if you come from where I come from. Where the sunshine and they bus nines. No 9 plus 1, 1. When they run up on your school bus with a 2-truck, you might learn something.
And it all falls back on me. Somehow it all falls back on me. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, it's on me. If it was love to you, that's just the way it's always gonna be.
Versus old hip hop off station in the world. Global network. Global audience. Global radio. Phenomenal radio.
You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva, Ebony B, and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at PhenomRadio.com.
We are what radio should be.
We definitely are what radio should be. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Friday with That Phenom Kid. Make sure you check him out at That Phenom Kid. Follow him on Twitter. And just take the time out and relax at Knowledge Sessions. That's definitely a good listen. I just played a hot track by Dr. Dre and BG, That Chicago Kid. And I think it's a hot track. That Phenom Kid, I wanted to get your feedback on that track and tell me what you think about it.
Yeah, I like that track. I'll be jamming that track. I actually got that album.
That's a good one. And I, when I heard it, I was like, yo, K-Von should have been on that track. You should be on that track. It should be a remix coming. Like, it's just one of those joints right there. You know how you hear a track and you can hear an artist on it? Or you hear something in your head, you can hear their voice. That's what I got from that.
Hey, that's what's up. That's tight. I appreciate that.
You already know. Let's get into this Educate and Regulate session. Hey, ask Kylie, come up in here, baby, and let them know what it is.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, go on to the phone. Hey, Queen, go on to the phone. Hey, Queen, what you do? Frontline Diva, Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on. Yeah.
Ow. Shout out to S. Collie right there. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at S.Collie. Diva Ebony B going to teach y'all something today. And what we going to learn today, all my dons and divas, is 10 things
10 things that every artist should know and do to make sure that you stay in and above the game at any given time. Number one, never speak negative about your art. Don't ever speak negative about your music or anything that you're doing. Many artists will admit that this is a constant element of self-doubt present throughout the artistic process. Even though you doubt yourself, you should never let anybody know, or any entrepreneurs out there, never let nobody know that you are doubting yourself, and never speak negative about what you're doing. But however, there's also a business side to the art. You're trying to sell your product or your services, believe in what you're selling if you expect any customer to do the same. So if you don't believe in it, nobody else is going to believe in it. And if you have music or services that you don't think that you will buy yourself, then you need to go back to this board and do it again. Number two, be yourself rather than whatever's popular. A lot of people follow trends all the time. You agree with that? That phenom kid, people just follow trends, correct?
Straight up.
You're right about that. Well, nobody understands you more than you understand yourself. Use your art or your music or your craft or your fashion to express who you are instead of what's trending. Too often I see artists swing for the popular art trend to another popular art trend. We don't want to see that. We want you to be unique. We want you to be organic. And for the love of God, be original. You have a voice. You should use it. Stop trying to mimic other people's voices. Trends, and they always, people always do this. So why would you rather sing or swing for a trend to trend or have your own? You know, just think about it. Be yourself. Everybody else is cooking. Number three, do not compete. And I know some people is like, Diva, what do you mean don't compete? You in the industry that you're in right now? Let me let y'all know something about Diva Ebony B and Queen 1000. It's four of me. I got four multiple personalities. I ain't got time to be competing with y'all. Y'all want to know why? Because it's four of these chicks that I got to deal with every day. I do not compete, and that's how I keep winning. I got to keep them in order. I don't have time to compete with y'all. So listen, I have to keep my multiple personalities in control, but do not compete with nobody else. You stay organic. You know, around every corner there's another, you know, artist, there's another radio personality, there's another radio station. But for me, my art is like love in terms of being in competition. So I love what I do. Everybody's different, so be yourself and let what happens happen. Just love what you do and don't compare it to others. I would not compare myself to somebody else. I had somebody say, well, you know, even in a minute, you blowing up, baby, you getting the name, you got 7,000 followers on Twitter, blah, 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 this and this and that. You about to be the next Wendy Williams. I said, no, I will not be the next Wendy Williams. I will be the next Diva Ebony B. Number four.
All right.
Nothing's free. You will often hear, I can't pay you, but it will be great exposure. You're going to hear that. I can't pay you, but you're going to get some great exposure. You must value yourself and not give in and not give into these offensive offers. You know, if the customer doesn't have any money, that's fine. But in this case, barter for something in cash is off the table. So I receive, you know, I receive a custom guitar or I receive a custom T-shirt or something made specifically for me. Some people come to me and say, Diva, you know, I want to get on the air. I want to be radio advertised promotion, but I don't have the money. So I do the bartering system with them. If you make T-shirts, make me a custom one. If you make hats, make me a custom one. If you got a website, put me on your website. It's all about branding and exposure. So you want to get yourself out there. So, again, number four is nothing is free, but if they don't have the money, work on a barter system. And if they're just trying to lowball you, then tell them to kick rocks and keep it 1,000. Number five, be encouraging. Artists need a network of other creative types to help motivate and inspire them. At any level in one's career, kind of encouragement words are helpful. If you're an artist and you're trying to, like, eliminate competition by telling someone that he or she is a shitty artist or they ain't nothing, then you are just a trash bag full of, you know, you're not doing good. That's a huge difference between destructive and constructive criticism. Also, it's helpful. So be encouraging to other artists. even if you don't like what they got, like I've had artists send me music, and I'm like, you know, I want to see what else is in your catalog. What else you got? I'm not going to say, yo, you whack. It's one song that I may not can relate to, but somebody else can. So,
all right.
You know, and that's why I always say, send me three of your tracks. If you send me three of your tracks, most likely you're going to send me three different sides of you. And for my artists out there, I want you, when they drop that jewel on you, when you're sending music and when you're presenting yourself in any showcase or whatever, show three different sides of you. And I know some of you are like, I don't have three. Yes, you do. Take your time. Sit down and catch your life. Number six, learn the damn fundamentals. You don't have to go to any type of art school, or you don't have to grab a book or none of that stuff. Just educate yourself on the basics. For example, you know, if you are coming up as an independent artist, learn about registering your music. Learn about the copywriting process. When you are looking at ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, take some time out to sit down and learn about it. Call the customer service number. Watch videos. Learn the basics. Take your time. Learn where, if you're trying to make money, you know, you want to make money in multiple ways. Multiple incomes is important. Donald Trump got about 300 of it. It ain't going to hurt you to have three. So you can make money off of physical CDs that you have invested in and printed out. Just like that C-Nom kid did. He printed it out. He had a good product. And when he went to these events, he sold them for a reasonable price or whatever he felt it was worth. Then you want to go to the digital world, put your stuff on iTunes or whatever. You want to get that money from iTunes. And then you also want to start collecting some royalties as well through ASCAP, BMI, or any of those registered, or SoundCloud. That's enough. It's Sound Exchange. You want to learn the basics, and you want to know where you're going at. Do not let your manager or your label or any of them register your music without saying, did you put my direct deposit? Did you put my account number on there? Because so many times I have seen it. I'm like, well, when the last time you got a royalty check? They don't even know where it's going to go. They don't know how else the check is going to. They don't know if it's going to direct deposit or none of that. So learn the fundamentals. I'm just saying. They cash your checks, and you don't even know it. The money going into their bank account, and you don't even know it.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't even know it. You don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me speed through because we've got to get up high. Seven, never stop learning. You think you've mastered your art, you're wrong. You will never stop learning or developing your art and your craft, your music, your fan base. As you grow and mature, your craft sure as well would. As you grow and as you experience more through all the traveling and networking with people, your style will eventually change up. And you're going to change. And that's okay. That's fine, but never stop learning. Eight, watch your ego. Oh, man. I need to drop a bomb somewhere around here. Watch your ego. I'm for real with that one because we don't promote egos. We promote artists. Watch your ego. If you got an alter ego that's coming around and sneaking up the room, applaud that woman. Y'all applaud me. Applaud me. Yes. Applaud me. Watch your ego because we don't promote egos. We promote artists. We don't work with egos. We work with artists. Your alter ego coming up in here and thinking that they own something or that they the artist to be on and you can talk to us like you're crazy. Do you know who we are? We the 1,000 Network.
Mm-hmm.
Cockroach. Moving on. Number nine, don't give up. You've dedicated years, dollars, and countless hours into developing your skill. So if you got knocked down, get back up and keep moving forward. Why would you give up? Why put in all that time, blood, sweat, and tears to just throw it all away? A common reason why artists fail is that they get caught up in other aspects of their lives. Put their artwork and their music on hold, eventually their creativity starves and shrivels up and dies. The people who don't give up, no matter what life throws at them, are most likely to make a name for themselves in whichever creative vacation they choose. So don't give up. Even if you had a baby, come back, come strong. Don't give up. Keep branding yourself. You went to jail. Get out. Come back. Get back to the studio. You lost your job. Find another one. Matter of fact, create your own job. keep going. You get sick, your health is down. Take that time out to use that for motivation to keep writing music, keep writing songs, keep coming up with creative aspects of songs, and venture out into other places. You know, as an artist, I think sometimes, you know, artists sometimes stay in one lane. It is okay to venture out. Big shout out to my favorite artist in the world, Mary J. Blige, Queen. I love you. I love the fact that she did the London sessions, and she went to London and worked with a whole new slew of producers and came up with that sound that you guys hear in the London sessions. And she felt like she needed to do that because she felt like her creativeness, her creativity was being starved. It's nothing against her producer that she had been working for years, but she wanted to give herself, her artist was hungry for something else. So she went to London and worked with a whole different set of producers, and look what came about. And last but not least, you guys, don't get me. Number 10 on the 10 top things that all artists should do and know to be able to further yourself in the game and to stay above the game is network. It's likely that your network will help you more than your colleagues, your college degree will. It's not what you know, it's who you know. It is very sentimental in the world of music or an entrepreneur. Go out, meet other artists. Search out your network as far as wide as you possibly. Go to events. Please stop sitting in your home studio. Please stop sitting in the studio. Please stop sitting on the block. And please get your ass from behind that computer and go out there and network. Your network is going to equal your net worth. And that's my Educate and Regulate session right here on Frontline Fridays with your girl Diva Ebony B. We got that female kid up in this thing, and we're going to get into his hot track right here, right now on the front line. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. We're going to get into this hot track right here. That phenom kid, why don't you go ahead and introduce the Thousand Deaths for us?
This is Thousand Deaths. Kayvon, that phenom kid featuring YJ, Young James, off Cousins of Destruction. Check it out.
My pride and my heart is all a nigga got left. If you tryna kill me, better come with your death. Tryna for mine and I ain't reached the set yet. A coward dies a thousand deaths. My pride and my heart is all a nigga got left. If you tryna kill me, better come with your death. Tryna for mine and I ain't worried about the rest.
Just a young nigga, but never underestimated. Situation at hand, I handle up, it's no debating. Out here on my ten toes, nah, I'm never waiting. Cowards looking for a handout, no reservations, be his own lane. Getting it alone, mind frame. Grinding and we moving like a nigga on a time frame. Moving with power, got some cowards thinking it's my game. Bunch of crucial fellas stick together like we gang bang. Hear them fools hating, so they try to take us out. But the real keep it pumping, and that's even through the drought. Coming out the gutter, and we making ways out. Messages in them songs let you know what we about. And it's all authentic, keeping my heart and pride in it. The mother's really not talking, these boys is making a difference. I'm fitting so you feel it, doing it for enrichment. Cowards can't feel the heat, tell them get up out the kitchen.
A coward dies a thousand deaths. My pride and my heart is all a nigga got left. If you tryna kill me, better come with your death. Grinding for mine and I ain't reached the set yet. A coward dies a thousand deaths. My pride and my heart is all a nigga got left. If you tryna kill me, better come with your death. Grinding for mine and I ain't worried about the rest.
We headed to the top, and yes, they can bet that. Once we at the top, I swear they'll never get their spot back. So sit back and observe the young niggas taking over the game. That once had that hard life, but we knew how to maintain. Kept going even though they hated. What's nothing but motivation. In the studio eating tracks, work hard on procrastination. Me and my cuz chasing green, ain't never been no iron team. Trying to make it out the struggle, cause we got some bigger dreams. So we never changed up, some friends became strangers. We wasn't on that same talk, so I had to hang up. They underestimated. Made a cousin's
us who never gave up. Always kept it pushed and kept our heads up. Still grinding till I rest. Never giving up, a coward dies a thousand deaths. Chasing my dreams and I ain't even done yet. If you trying to kill me, better come with your best. Cause a coward dies a thousand deaths. My pride and my heart is all a nigga got left. If you trying to kill me, better come with your best. Grinding for mine and I ain't reached success yet.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest and independent music. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, at Diva Spot Radio, at Phenom Radio Squad. Yo, Phenom Kid, it has been a pleasure for you to come through the Frontline. We definitely thank you for coming through, sharing your art with us, sharing your world with us, and showing us the man behind the music. We appreciate that. You got any shout-outs you want to give before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me, Diva. I shout-out Phenom Radio off top, Slaystone, Slim the Phenom, Spaced Out Society, Mastermind Music, Astronaut Kid, Spaced Out Joe, Pinkies and Thumbs, all the homies in the Grove, the homies Blue, Azul Casino, YJ, Trayvon, everybody in the 806, everybody where Diva at, wherever you at, Diva, everybody. Straight up and down.
You already
everybody's
know. Everybody Phenom. We fly with the Hawks.
Straight up.
K-Von, can I get a squad up before we get out of here?
Squad up.
You already know.
Straight up.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker. Let's get it on.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.